Redbug, Chuga.
A red bug and chuga the same thing?
Same thing.
They bite or sting or?
They get on you and they just kind of dig a little hole and make a, go to bed in there. Mm. And bite, 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 and you scratch, scratch, scratch.
I bet you do.
And first thing you know, you've got a sore. Unless you put some medicine on to kill the red bug.
What do you put on it?
Something you get from the store.
Oh, there's no home remedy for it?
Soda might.
So, baking soda?
I think so.
Oh, that's interesting. If you have a tick on you, how do you get him out?
Oh, ticks. We used to have grass ticks out here and they would get on my dog and she was shaggy. And the tick would just bury his head in the dog's skin. If you try to pull it off, then the head comes off in the skin.
That's
it's terrible. If you apply a little heat to the tick, he will withdraw his own head.
You mean like a match or?
Mm-hmm, something like that. Don't set fire to the dog, of course.
Oh, I hope not.
But that's the only thing I know that'll make a tick come out. Mm. Take its head out. They're mean.
Wasp look like what? How do wasp look? How
kind
big?
Kind of reddish looking.
What kind of nest do they build?
Well, it looks like paper mache. Gray.
All right.
And little cells. Each little cell has little baby wasps in it.
Is there something like a wasp that doesn't sting you, that looks like one but doesn't sting?
Yes, a dirt diver.
What kind of nest does he make?
Dirt. Long tunnel-shaped dirt, side by side.
And where do you find his nest?
In the garage.
Would he build his nest up in corners and around like a wasp? He's not in the ground or in a tree.
No, inside, usually inside of building like a garage or someplace like that.
All right, what about
up under the eaves of the house?
Have you ever seen a hornet?
Mm-hmm.
Are they, how do they look and what are their nests like?
They're yellowish looking. Now, am I thinking about a hornet or a yellow jacket? A yellow jacket is yellow stripes and they're both mean. Ooh,
hornets and yellow jackets?
Mm-hmm. I think a hornet's a little bigger than a yellow jacket. Yellow jacket's small.
What kind of nest do they have?
Kind of round with a hole.
Would that be a hornet or a yellow jacket?
Hornet.
That's a hornet. What kind of nest does a yellow jacket have?
Well, I don't know that I ever saw a yellow jacket's nest unless it's the same shape.
All right, well, I'd like for you to rank them. A yellow jacket, a hornet, a wasp, and a bee in the way that you think, according to the badness of their sting.
No.
Well, which is the worst?
Maybe I'd put a hornet first.
The worst.
And a wasp next. And yellow jacket last.
Last?
I think so.
Where would a bee come?
Well, the bee. The bee's not nice either. The bee, really, I don't know. This is not official as to which one is most poisonous.
No, I want just your opinion. There's nothing official.
I believe a wasp hurts worse than a bee, but they both hurt bad enough.
Does a bee hurt worse than a yellow jacket?
I kind of think so.
Okay, and the yellow jacket would be the least.
He's smaller, and maybe his sting not as long.
Do you know any old home remedies for wasp or bee stings?
Yellow soap.
Yellow soap? Is that homemade soap? What do you do with it?
Octagon soap.